Shalom to all. Today's daf is Maaser Daf Mem Dalet, and we are starting Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Avilzer's Daf. It's right at the beginning of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Leili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Hamatamed V'Nasan Mayim B'Mida. If a person is making Temed, which is basically a drink made by pouring water onto grape leftovers, and so he put a certain amount of water and Umatzak Demidasai, at the end he found the same amount of water he poured on Pater, it's Pater from Maaser. And it's because maybe it tastes like wine. He clearly didn't extract any liquid from the grape skins and peels and seeds and things like that, because he has the same amount of water that he put in. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev. However, Matza Yisrael Midasai, if he found more than he put in, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph on top, Matza Aleph Malka Machel Fi Chashbin. He's going to separate for it from a different place based off of the Chashbin, meaning he doesn't have to separate for the entire amount of liquid he has here. But let's say he put in 3 lugan of water and he found 3.5 lugan, so for that half a lug, he has to separate from somewhere else. Another din, Chayre Hanamalim Shalonu Bitsad Ha'arema Hachayaves. Ant holes that slept next to a pile which was Chayev. He has a whole pile that's chayv and maaser already, and he wakes up in the morning and he finds a bunch of ant holes next to it, and there's grain stuffed in the holes. So these ants clearly stole grain from the pile. Hare'il chayavin, that grain is chayv and maaser. Shiyadushim davar gamar hayu garin kol laila, because it's clear that they were dragging grain from this pile that was already chayv. That's what night activity was for the ants, stealing grain from this guy's pile, sticking in their holes. So now that he wants to take them back from the ants, he's allowed to do so, but it's chayv and maaser. Another din, shumbal bechi, garlic which makes you cry, which is a very unique strain of garlic, ubatzel sharichba, and a certain type of onion, ugrisim ha-kilkim, ba'adashim ha-mitzriyos. These are all types of produce, and Rav Meir says, afakrikas, and Rav Yossi Eimer, afakartanim, all these things, patur min ha-maaser, they're patur from maaser, even though they're in Eretz Yisrael, and that's because these are unique strains that are only found in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, even though they're brought to Eretz Yisrael, they're not chayv in maaser, because they're clearly from Chutz La'aretz, v'nil kachim kal d'mishviyas, and they're allowed to be bought from anyone on Shemitah, even from someone who's chashed on Shemitah. Usually we know that produce is not allowed to be purchased from somebody who's chashed al Shemitah because maybe he's selling you something that's aser. But since these are for sure from Chutz La'aretz, you could even buy them from him on Shemitah. And similarly, Zera Lefa El Yoin, the seed from the upper part of the loaf, Zera Krishin, the seed from Krishin, Zera Betzalim, seed of onion, Zera Lefa Zutsunainos, seed of turnip and radish, Ushar Zaira Nigino, She'en Nechalin, other garden seeds that are not edible and they're not eaten, Peturim and Amaiser, Starpata from Maiser, because they're not considered food, Mil Kachim called them Shvias, and they're allowed to be purchased from anybody on Shvias, even from someone who's chashed al Shvias. And really, a better girsu would be that even if this comes from truma, and we know that gedulei truma, something grows from truma is considered truma. Over here, they do not have a din of truma because we're talking about something that's not edible, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. And the Gemara begins by talking about the first din of the Mishnah. Amar Ravo says zimn amar lo b'shem Reb Lazar, zimn amar lo b'shem Reb Yis Reb Chanina. Sometimes the following thing was said in the name of Reb Lazar. Sometimes it was said in the name of Reb Yis Reb Chanina. V'hu shehechmet. It has to be the turn to chaimitz, the turn to vinegar. Meaning, when we say hametamed, that this guy poured water on these grape leftovers, the discussion only begins if this flavored water now turned to vinegar. And that's because as long as it's water and it's not vinegar, it's just considered water. The moment it becomes vinegar, then it becomes like fruit juices. And tamantanin, we learned over there, Maseches Maaser Sheni, hatamed, this drink that we're talking about, at sheloi hechmetz, if it did not become chaimetz yet, it's not vinegar, eina nikach b'kasef maaser, it's not allowed to be bought with money of Maaser Sheni, because it's considered water, and water is not allowed to be purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, upasel semikvah, and apostles mikvah as well. We know that a mikvah is not allowed to have 3 lugan of mayim she'uvin. And this temed, if it has not turned into chaimetz yet, it's considered like regular water and it's going to pass a mikvah. However, misha hechmetz, the moment it turns into chaimetz into vinegar, nikach b'kasef maaser. It's allowed to be purchased with money of maaser sheni because it's considered like fruit juices. It's like vinegar and it's not water anymore. And v'ena paisal mikvah, it doesn't pass the mikvah with 3 lugan because that's only for mayim, for water. And since this is not considered water anymore, it's considered made pay rice, so it's only going to pass if it changes the appearance of the mikvah. Now we continue quoting the Gemara over there in Maaser Sheni. What does the Gemara there say? Masisa Reb Yehuda. This is like Reb Yehuda. The Tanin Taman, we learned in a Mishnah over there, which is referring to our Mishnah. Hamatamid Vinasan Mayim B'Mida U'matzak Dei Midasai. If someone's making this temed, he's pouring water onto the grape stuff, and he put a certain amount of water, and he found that same exact amount of water. Pater, it's Pater. And Reb Yehuda Mechayev, Reb Yehuda Mechayev, and our Rav Avo says on this Zimnin Amrla B'Shem Reb Lazar, Zimnin Amrla B'Shem Reb Yis Reb Chanina. Sometimes they said this din in the name of Reb Lazar. Sometimes this din was said in the name of Reb Yis Reb Chanina. Who shehechmetz? It has to be that it turned to vinegar. However, Mem Dalet Amud Beis on top. Rabbi Yossi says, "Divrei Akolhi." Really, this is according to everybody. Why is that? Shekein afilu mei melach nikchan mekasef maaser. Because even salt water is allowed to be bought with money of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni money is only allowed to be used to buy food, and water is not food, and salt is not food. But salt water is food. And we go back to the mission where we had said that he poured a certain amount of water, and it turns out that he has more water. It must be that some real juice was extracted from the grapes, and so he has to be mitzi mi makam acher. So the Gemara asks, "Mahu mitzi? What is he being mitzi mi makam acher?" The answer is maestres. He has to take maestro off for this amount of water from somewhere else. A truma loy, but he does not have to separate truma. Why is this? We had this before, shatarim, because when one separates truma, beliba al kitoin, val stadin, val mashab sechateven, he has in mind for all these things, meaning even though it's not actually part of the pile or he's not going to end up taking it out of the pile, he still has in mind that he's going to be taking off truma for this. And as we explained previously, by truma, chita achas pateres zakri, meaning even a mashahu paters everything from truma, and the same applies to these grapes as well. So truma is already considered taken off of them, just not meiser. Another more quotes machlokes that we had earlier in the Masechta, and the only reason why we're bringing it is because we're going to use our Mishnah as one of the attempted rayas. A person was marech his friend's pile without his das. He smoothed out his friend's pile of grain without his knowledge, and the question is that mechayv for meiser? So Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, they both argue about this. Rabbi Yechon Amar nitbal, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Amar loy nitbal. Rabbi Yechon holds it is nitbal meiser, whereas Rabbi Lakish holds it's not. So Masar Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, Vataninu, we learned in a Mishnah. If a whole bunch of women gave small doughs to a baker so that the baker could make them sourdough, if none of these doughs is a shear, which is chayv and challah, so everything here is potter from challah. Then the question is, all of them together combined is not the shear challah? Of course it's the shear challah. If you take all these women's little doughs and you mush them all together, which is what the baker is doing to make sourdough, so you for sure have the shear of challah. And nonetheless, we see that it's not chayv and challah. Clearly, the baker doesn't have ability to mechayev everyone else's doughs in challah. Same thing over here. If a person is marech his friend's kri without his das, he can't be mechayev in a meiser. However, Amar Leih Rabbi Yechon responds to Reish Lakish, that's not a question. Shekeina oisa isa almanas l'chalka isa peturim min challah. If someone makes a dough with intention to break it up into smaller doughs, it's pater from challah. Even though right now the size that it is, it's technically chayev in challah, since the whole intention is to break it up into smaller doughs and give them back to the women who had given them in the first place, so there's no chiv of challah. Our response is vatanin. We have a mishnah that says nachtem. Let's say a baker made a dough and he intends to break it up into smaller doughs that are less than the shear of challah. It's still chayv and challah. The response Rabbi Yechon doesn't make sense. Amar Leih Rabbi Yechon responds to Reish Lakish. Don't ask me a question from a baker. When a baker makes a dough, it's not based on what he wants or what he thinks is going to be. It has to do with the buyers, people that come in to buy his bread. Maybe he's going to find a buyer and it's going to become tevel right away. In other words, the baker makes a very large dough, intending to break it up into smaller loaves, because he figures that's the only way he's going to be able to sell it all. However, if some guy walks into his bakery at that very moment that it's a huge dough and tells him, hey, Mr. Baker, I'd like to buy that entire thing as is right now. So of course that dough is chayv and challah, and the baker's more than happy not to have to go through the work of breaking it up into smaller doughs. And therefore, when a baker makes a dough, it's totally different than when individual women drop small doughs off by him so that he can make them sa'ar. But now we have the question from our Mishnah. Amar Leih, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, Vatani, we learned in our Mishnah, he has his pile which is chayv and meiser, and he wakes up in the morning and sees these small little ant holes, and they clearly were stealing grain the whole night, so that grain in the ant holes is chayv and meiser. Now what do we learn from here, says Reish Lakish, that if these ant holes full of grain were found next to a pile which was potter from meiser, so that grain in the ant holes is potter. Or assuming that when the ants were doing their work overnight, they ended up being mimareach the kri, they ended up smoothing the pile out, and nonetheless we see that the pile is not chayv and meiser. Clearly, if a person's pile is nismareach without his knowledge by ants or by another person, it's not chayv and meiser. Question on you, Rabbi Yechon. Mem he omen afal atap, am Rabbi Yoina, am Rabbi Vo, b'shem Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yoina quotes Rabbi Vo, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechon, mishum yiyosh. It's because of yiyosh. It's a totally different reason. The reason why the grain from the ant holes would be putter from meiser is because the owner is miyayish. He doesn't really think he's going to get it back, and he makes it hefker. And we already know that if something was made hefker before miruach bakri, so it's actually hefker and it's potter from meiser, but if it was made hefker after miruach bakri, it's still chayv and meiser. And therefore, when he finds the grain in the ant holes after miruach, even though he was mafker, it's still chayv and meiser. But when it's before miruach, so it's potter from meiser. And Shmuel Rabba Amar, he gives a different answer. V'hein shigiru rashi shibalin. This is talking about where the ants took rashi shibalin. They took the actual whole stalk, and therefore, if it was next to a pile that was not nismareach yet, so obviously this grain that the ants took is from this pile that didn't undergo miruach yet, and of course it's potter from meiser. And if these whole stalks were found next to a pile that was chayv and meiser, you'd have this question mark in your head. Well, how did it come from this pile? It was ready nismareach bakri, and so there shouldn't be whole stalks in there. The answer is that sometimes there are whole stalks that manage to make their way into a pile that was ready nismareach, and those stalks are chayv and meiser because they came from that pile. And therefore, there's no diak from our Mishnah against Rabbi Yechonon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing with this discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.